Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think this is just another series against a team and another way, against a good team, and another way to combat one of the biggest knocks on the Guardians, which is your record is built on beating bad teams, which is very convenient given some of the teams in this division's record against good teams.
Yeah, well, and as our buddy Terry Pluto pointed out yesterday morning with Ken and Anthony, like they're 19-15 against over 500 teams. But that was the narrative early on, first month. That absolutely was the narrative. I'll be interested to see if your tune changes a little bit if they ended up getting a 3-game sweep.
Meaning if the Yankees sweep the Guardians?
No. If the Guardians sweep the Yankees.
Oh, that's a good point. I could look like a real hypocrite 3 days from now if
I'm not worried about it for you.
If Friday's show, I just come out and I'm like, I mean,
you're right. That's what series are made
exactly
of. You beat a team that's been to four ALCSs in the past 8 years. World Series last year.
I'd just be pulling
that's
a Stephen Vogt. Because Voter, like before big road trips, would be like, hey, it's just another road trip, and you just got to go. And then after the road trip, it's like on D-Day. He's like, whew, what a war.
I can't
believe we survived it. But
I can't
God
wait
willing.
For him tonight to also tell us that this is the best Tanner Bibee's ever looked. I'm waiting for this postgame. I'm excited for the game, obviously. I'm as excited for the postgame just to see how he just waxes poetic on this being the best he's ever seen Bibee look.
So I guess some of this wasn't just tipped off by the what I found to be generic lazy conversation over the last 48 hours about the Guardians-Yankees series. I think some of this also does have to do with the Jeff Passan article where he goes through every team in baseball and says whether they're a buyer or seller heading into the deadline. Which one? I mean, baseball nerds start talking about buyer or seller in like May, and it's just like, guys, the trade deadline really only affects like seven teams in baseball.
Well, and it's hard. I think this year is going to impact so few teams relative to what we typically see anyway, because so many teams think they have a chance to make the playoffs. But it's hard because baseball, you know, how are you supposed to tell a fan base to get excited for May 15th baseball series? Like, it's tough. I told you with Charlotte's soccer stuff on Sunday, one of the couple friends that we saw, like one of the guys, he's like a big sports fan, and he was going to the game on Sunday. And I'm like, so what are your thoughts on the Guardians? He goes, oh, well, it's too early for that in baseball. I don't even check in with the team. I have no idea if they're good right now even. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. In a lot of ways, I get that.
So in his article about, in Jeff Passan's article where he goes through the Guardians, basically the summation is, yeah, people around baseball don't know how they keep winning despite being outscored.
I mean, I can tell you he says their starting rotation is just okay. Their lineup is Swiss cheese. Their defense is middle of the pack, and yet they persist pesky as ever. There's nothing nice that he had to say in there. And that's Solon's own Jeff Passan, by the way. So we have no reason to think that he'd be mean intentionally.
Well, no, I don't think so. But I just think it's lazy. Like, the rotation was one of the three best rotations in baseball in the month of May. And they weren't just okay.
Yeah, they got to really outperform to beat that narrative, though. That's the problem. Like, I remember going into the season, we had that big debate about Joe Sheehan saying the Guardians didn't have anyone as high as a three on their starting rotation this year. Like, they're going to have to aggressively outperform to beat that narrative that's going out there now.
But what's interesting is, and this is kind of the way I feel about the lineup, too. If you just look at the production so far, I have no problem if you're just basing it off that and say they're this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my problem is, like, the Guardians have talent. Gavin Williams, watch that dude throw a fastball and tell me he doesn't have talent.
Right.
Tanner, even though his stuff isn't upper echelon stuff, it is just below that crest, and he backs it up with strong command. Even Luis Ortiz honestly has stuff to be a top three starter. Go to that 1-9 lineup. Gabe Arias, top 100 prospect. I know I'm not trying to play the hits on this one because I've actually, but like Bo Naylor, top 100 prospect. Like, they've got guys who have been renowned for their tools. They just haven't translated yet entirely. And oh, by the way, the lineup has actually shown some things in the last couple weeks that I think might give you some hope that they are better than the last place lineup.
Well, I think we're attaching ourselves to the last couple weeks where we've seen not only things offensively, but we've seen things with the rotation as well, where I think the national media and Passan in particular, he just takes a big, broad scope of it all. And if you take a big, broad scope of it, we're bottom 10 in a lot of pitching categories. We're bottom 10 in a lot of offensive categories. But it's not a true reflection of how I see this team.
Well, and I think, so maybe that's it, is that there are so many teams that it's like, well, they just win. And I guess maybe I'm a little annoyed at the, look at their diff. That's another one that's kind of vexing me about it.
Yeah, baseball people have really gone into the plus minus, the differential, and they really heavily relied on it now in recent years.
I'm sorry, the diff does not matter at 50 games in. It doesn't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Once you get to 80, 90 to 100 games, that's a really good indication. When you get to 100 games, if they're still below, if they're still in the red in differential, I think it's an absolute fair conversation to have. We're halfway there, or just a little bit more than halfway there. And so I just, like, it just leads me, every time somebody talks about the Guardians, it's just like, you just clearly haven't watched them. Like, this is not a talent problem as of right now. Whereas, like, there are teams, like, I'm not going to go even to Colorado. Look at the Angels. They don't have enough good major league talent. And they don't produce. Mm-hmm. The Guardians have guys who have flirted with producing, but the talent is there.
Yeah, that's why we have a hard time trying to fill holes and trying to figure out who would actually be the odd man out in some of these lineup configurations that we do. Like, I remember when we talked to Jimenez just a couple of days ago. What was it, Thursday, Friday? It was like going through the lineup and looking and seeing. It's like, you got a problem with the two-hole hitter that might be satisfied now, and then you have a problem in right field, which if Nolan Jones continues to hit, maybe that's satisfied as well. And then you got this logjam, and that's where I think Passan brings Santana into the equation. It's not necessarily that the Guardians are going to be such, you know, complete sellers and try to get as much as they can, and oh my gosh, the season's gone to hell, and they have to get any value they possibly can for Santana. I think it's more about the idea that if you want to bring up some of the younger guys, you want to get to even play for some of these guys, and someone's got to go.
Well, and I think the reason why I get a little feisty about it is I think we're right where we need to be. I do think that's where the Guardians are. In my definition, you know, like one of the core things is, you know, people in baseball talk about how is this team doing this? How do I define their success is they're talented. They just haven't broken through yet.
Well, they're still way ahead of schedule, in my opinion. Like I always thought that next year, not this year, next year was going to be the year that you start to get a lot of things trending in the right direction for this team, and you got a lot of the minor leaguers then up, and then you'd be off to the races. I didn't think this year was going to be, I mean, they always win, so we know that, but I didn't think this year was supposed to be a juggernaut of a season or anything close to it. Now they have the third best record in the American League.
Well, and like if you've got a team that's trying to figure it out, which is, by the way, about half of baseball, if you've got a team that's trying to figure it out, then right now, today, how you do this is you just got to keep your head above water.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's a homer take. Maybe that's just as simple as that. Maybe this Guardians team never will be. But I start to look around and I'm like, yeah, I mean, nothing really has gone right for them
mm-hmm.
yet. And they're, what is it, 5-6 games above 500?
Okay, so that's interesting. So you look at it, and I agree with you, by the way. I look at it the exact same way. Nothing's gone right, and you're still performing, and you're still winning. Ergo, you're going to have a lot of positive things to come. I think they're looking at it as nothing has gone right, so these wins are then fluky. And I think that's where there's a misconnection here.
And I think you're right, but what's weird is when the Guardians teams are talented, more often than not, they far surpass expectations. They're not playing arguably very well, meaning like they haven't connected all three phases of the game yet, or all four phases if you include fielding. They've mm-hmm. included all four of those yet, and they're already surpassing expectations. Like 6 games above 500 was right. The best expectation you could get before the season. Well, nothing has really gone all that well, and you're already
well,
there.
Well, and that's why Passan, I don't think, is terribly off base when he says, and I think saying the lineup is Swiss cheese is just a little harsher than maybe I would put it, but when you go through it one by one, starting rotation without Bieber is just okay. You get Bieber back, though, between Bieber, between Gavin, between Bybee, all of a sudden you have a good rotation developing. Maybe the offense starts to heat up a little bit, like it looks like it has. And then you go from there, and the bullpen, by the way, looks better than it ever has been.
216-474-0092. How do you explain the Guardians' success? So I've given my explanation, which is I think they're talented, and I don't think the success is fluky. I think they're talented, and they're figuring out how to win together, and that takes time. I think this team's just the inverse of last year. That team started out red hot for 90 games, mm-hmm. and then they had August and most of September.
So maybe like what the Tigers did last year.
And then they found, like, yeah. Well, but even
Tigers
then.
Tigers were hot as baseball gets in the final 2 months of the season.
But even then, like, the Tigers were, I want to say, below 500. They were sellers at the deadline.
Oh, no, yeah, they were not nearly the record that the Guardians are right now, but it's more about the idea of getting hot in the last couple months.
Like, where I see this team now is, if you stay 6, 7, 8 games above 500 until August, I could absolutely see you as Bieber comes back, as Ortiz continues to work through it. I mean, Gavin continues to have these performances that show you what he can be. And oh, by the way, honestly, if the lineup never comes around, meaning you never figure out the two hole and you never figure out right field,
yeah.
which because you have so few holes right now, I actually think is impossible. But if the lineup is just what it is right now, I still think you're going to be a playoff team. Based on the rotation, yes. And based off,
well, you just have to play 500 ball the rest of the way to be a playoff team now at this point.
Yeah.
Like, and then we just got to hope that they're not just, I'm not going to say peaking at the right time, but playing their best baseball in that final stretch and then getting everything in order.
Jeff Passan is telling everyone, nobody knows how the Guardians are succeeding. How do you explain the Guardians' success given some of their struggles to start the season, and the Browns face opposition from an unexpected place during Quick Hits on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.